Welcome to another journey in trying to find out, where did I park? I'm your host, Chris, better known as CP, and I'm here to park some of my thoughts and feelings so I can clear my head and get my life together. So here goes nothing. What's up, y'all? I still haven't figured out everything that I'm trying to do. I am actually at a remote location today. I'm on the road, so this will be weird as well, and I won't be before you long, of course. But I did just want to check in and just drop something off out of my head that I've been thinking about for a little bit. But before I do that, it's been a while since I traveled, and I hopped on a plane today, actually hopped on an extra plane because they couldn't land the way they wanted to, and I should have known better by the way I booked, but that's how it goes. Long story short, I flew Southwest, so you already know what you're getting into. But it's crazy because I didn't realize how real people were getting about this big bus in the sky. Like, literally, you had these people who paid the extra fee to be in A1 through A15, and they're looking down on you like, you know, they are the elite of the elite. Last I checked, this is a Southwest flight. We all out here for the same purpose, to get from A to B, or in my case, A to B to C to D. But still, like, you looking down at people because you in A1? You looking down at people because you're in A and the rest of the people are in B? Wow. And y'all remember when they used to have C? That's crazy. But another thing that I realized is that when you're in that top of the top first class of Southwest, you get to get on the plane before, like, the kids and the military and all that stuff. So I literally saw people, like, looking down on this soldier in uniform, like, yeah, wait your turn, sir. Thank you for your service, but I'm A2. That's wild. And we all got there at the same time. What I did not expect was that the gate agent to be so on point and love his job so much, because there was this guy that was losing his mind. And he was cussing him out, and he told him nicely to chill. He told him nicely, like, it's first thing in the morning, you don't need to do all this. My man threw a fit, and he made him go sit in timeout. My man tried to check himself on the flight and get on, and the gate agent looked at security. Security said, nah, what you're not going to do is disrespect. And they made him sit in timeout and wait till everybody boarded the plane. And then he got a stern talking to. He was like, you don't understand. He's like, sir, I work at the airport. I understand everything. You are not the first person to have any type of hurry or delay or gate or anything like that. I was cracking up, but that's real. I think the bottom line there is you just got to be respectful of people. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, everybody's got a job to do, and your emergency doesn't mean that they drop everything they are doing just to help you out, especially if you're not being nice about it. So he learned a lesson there. Dang, I'm missing my message drops. Oh well, y'all know when the messages drop. Besides all that, what I was thinking about was just looking at how many people were coming on the plane and how excited they were to be going on vacation. A lot of people were getting ready to go on, like, family trips or cruises. Very few business people. So a lot of people were just getting ready to get in gear, and they were living their best lives. You don't know if this is what they do. You don't know if this is the one time a year they get to go on a vacation as a family. You don't know if they get to, you know, they only get to do this one time every 2 years, and they've been saving up every penny. Look like some people were doing, like, a mother-daughter trip. Just a bunch of different things. And, you know, you try to peek into people's lives and also mind your business at the same time. I actually got a funny story about that. I thought I had an empty row, and I thought I was good. Just as I started to stretch my feet out, they opened the door back up for one last passenger. And she came in, and it was between me and it was between me and somebody that looked like a... He looked a little scary to the untrained eye. So she picked me, so I had to share my rope. But it was all good. But aside from all that, you don't know what people are doing. You don't know how they're getting from A to B. You don't know why they're here. You just get the little glimpse into their lives. But everybody seems to be as happy as can be, doing the most that they can, and it's exciting. You almost, you know, want them to have just as good a time as you are. If you guys might even be going to the same location, just getting there different places. I've been on flights before where I've had full-out conversations with somebody going to a spot, and obviously we're not going to hang out. But then you see them again on the return flight, and you're like, did everything go okay? And they're like, yeah. So you just see all that excitement and joy, and you see that in everybody's lives, and you wish the best for them, but you really don't know what they're going through. Do they need this vacation? Is this a vacation that they can do all the time? You know, do they like what they normally do? Do they like what they had to do to get here? And it just got me thinking about just the vacations that I take, the trips, whether it's business or pleasure, whether it's family trip, whether it's hanging out with my friends, whether it's just me just accomplishing one specific goal like I'm doing right now. And it's like, do I like what I had to do to get here? And if not, what can I do about it? You know, at some point we get into these roles with our jobs and with what we're doing where we just feel like there's no place else to go or there's nothing else we can do. And it's sometimes, you know, when you're up in the air and you don't have nothing else to do but to look around, I start thinking about, like, how far off from, like, my life's plan or what I thought I was going to do am I? Am I anywhere near? Did I adjust to the change well? Did I adapt? I don't know. There's some yeses and some nos. But it got me to think about my kids and, you know, the things that they want to do. Of course, they all want to be Major League Baseball players right now. But just in case that doesn't work, they're also thinking about other things. And whether, I don't know where they picked up this specific trash talk or why they choose to latch on to it. But they love the phrase being built different. Built different. I'm built different. And they are. In a certain aspect, they might not be as built different as they think that they're bragging about, but they are in certain aspects. And no different than my son saying, you know, when I grow up, I don't want to sit and work at a desk all day. He said, that doesn't seem like I can get the best out of my creativity. And it was so profound. I was like, man, that's real. And if you can't do anything else, at least figure out something you can do that you love. Because sitting at a desk isn't always awesome. It works for some people. Some people love their desk. Some people love the seat. Some people love what they can do and accomplish in that seat. But I don't know if I was smart enough or good enough to dream that way. I almost feel like I was built the same in certain aspects. Not in a bad way, but the goals that I was chasing or were chasing were some of the goals that had already kind of been set out and had already been accomplished by people. And so instead of taking theirs and catapulting, almost like I reached that level and then tried to figure out where do I go from here. And I think there's good and bad with that. And I think there's, you know, an aspect of life where you find out, you know, what people had to do to get to where they got to and how hard it is to elevate sometimes. And, you know, without crushing any type of dreams or anything, I think the best thing I can do is encourage the people around me to continue to be built different and build yourself differently so that, you know, when you do run into a situation where you figure out what's going on or your professional sports dreams get crushed or almost realized, then you figure out what you can do to maximize your potential. And I guess how I tied it all together was just figuring out, if you max your potential and you figure out what you can do with your life and you can get to the best of your ability, you can paint yourself as somebody who carries that happy-go-lucky attitude, that joyous vacation smile everywhere. It doesn't just have to be at the airport. It can be in your life. It can be in your trips to the store. You know, you don't have to wear the grind. And I think that's important. And if you feel like you've been wearing the grind, this might be the time of the wake-up call. And shoot, I'm talking to myself here. Sometimes I look like the grind. And all it takes is me not to shave for a couple of days and the grind starts to show up on my face. But I think as I move forward and I advise myself and others around me, I think it's important to, you know, not let the grind control your outlook. Not let your best of you be reserved for a trip that you can only make once a year, or an event that you can only sign up for based on if you've handled everything else. Put yourself in a position and adjust your position so that you can take the full advantage of your smile and your joy and your happiness. And that's kind of where I'm landing right now. I got a big thing to do tomorrow. I got a few miles to run. So maybe that's what's going to be in my head as I'm, you know, going up and down these hills. And hopefully I won't be reaching any goals tomorrow. I'm hurt. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm hurt. I need some help. I'm going to get some help after this race. But, you know, as I reach these goals and take my time and work through some of these processes, that might be on my mind tomorrow. Just how do I wear more of my joy and my smile and highlight the good things in my life and not feel and wear so much of the grind with me? I don't want to show up to the vacations looking like I am spent and I need this off of me. I need this relax. I need this release. I still need it, but I want to do better for myself so that I can show that I'm built differently as well, so that people are looking at me can be encouraged to build themselves differently. And those smiles will come, and those smiles will be more important, and those smiles will be more impactful. All right, that was just on my head. At any rate, I'm glad to be back at the parking lot again. Like I told y'all before, still working through some technical difficulties, but we're gonna make this thing happen. So please forgive and pardon the imperfectness. It's not like I was perfect before, but it was more fun and it was a little more cool. So it's going to be a little bit bland and boring till I get everything situated. But hopefully, you know, y'all still rocking with me and I appreciate it. All right. Let's get to some uplift. Well, low-key, I kind of felt like that was uplift, but I think I still got a word or two left in there. I think the biggest thing to go along with what I was saying before is make sure that you are taking care of the little things. The smile is very important to you, because when you keep that smile and you keep that attitude and energy in the little things, you may be impacting somebody's life without knowing it. It's very easy to be a champion, or it's very easy to gain some followers or gain some friends or gain any type of knowledge or impact somebody's life if you're sitting on a stage, or if you're giving a speech, or you're in a pulpit every Sunday, or you're leading the meeting, or you're, you know, on that Zoom or on that call. It's easy. You have the attention. People are going to have their eyes drawn upon you and they're going to listen to you. But what about the little things? The whole reason I even started this podcast was just because I felt like the best parts of me and the best parts that I can hopefully leave with people are based in the small conversations that don't necessarily get recorded every day. You know, when you imagine just sitting, you know, on that bench, or back in the day on the plot, or, you know, at that restaurant as it's shutting down, or at that bar in between games, or on that car ride. What are those little things that you're saying? You know, if you can keep that smile about yourself and keep your wits about what you're doing, and, you know, put some positivity to your thought processes as you work them out and as you're talking to somebody, maybe it's that car ride home after school or anything like that, where you're just in your element, when there's nothing around you and there's no reason to not be in your element. Make sure you've got something that can leave an imprint and leave a lasting example on accident. If you can do that, that's where the genius comes through. That's where the lessons really get learned. That's where somebody takes something, when it hits them and they weren't really expecting it. That's when the message actually drops. If you're looking for a message, you'll be willing to pick up anything that comes your way and analyze it later. You'll take it with you just to see if I need it for later. They told it to me. I heard it. I'm watching them. I should pay attention to it, so I will. But what about when you're just there and you're just talking and you're just going through things and you stumble upon greatness? That doesn't happen unless you're intentional with speaking positivity into your life and making yourself a champion when nobody's looking. When you can do that, you'll really put yourself in a position to win. And then the smile will fall through no matter where you are. And then when they see you on vacation, it's just a bonus. Life comes at you fast. I'm just trying to keep up with yesterday. But I'll be back soon to unload some more of the good, bad, and ugly. And I hope you'll join me again. Because once I get done running this race and figuring out where my smile lands, and hopefully not running into the guy that got in timeout at the airport, I'm definitely going to need some help trying to remember where did I park.